Marcus Miller, a two-time Grammy Award-winning American jazz musician and UNESCO-designated artist for peace, was one of the performers at the Forever Free Celebrating Emancipation concert. According to Marcus, music was one of the things that the slaves used to express their plight.
For a very long time, former slaves and their descendants suffered oppression, exclusion, inequality, segregation on all levels of society. It was very hard for them to find something, to find some joy in life. One of the things they used to express their plight, to find beauty, was music. For example, back in the slave days in Louisiana, the slaves had one day off a week. Every Sunday, they were allowed to congregate and play music. It was called La Place du Nègre, the area where they were allowed to congregate, the place for blacks. It's also called Congo Square.
Somi is an American singer-songwriter of Rwandan and Ugandan descent. Her music connects with a number of different diasporic expressions of African identity. She loves to celebrate freedom, and she's honored to celebrate the legacy and the survival of the spirit of those who were enslaved.
I love to celebrate freedom in whatever context, but then again, the special sort of gravitas of being able to pay homage to people of African descent, people who've just been enslaved at some point in their lives, oppressed, whether they're of African descent like myself or from other parts of the world. I honor those who came before us, and I'm honored to be able to celebrate their legacy, their strength, and ultimately the survival of their spirit.
Reggae reverberated at the General Assembly Hall with music by the band Steel Pulse. Here's what the band's lead singer and rhythm guitarist David Hines had to say about slavery.
It decimated and desecrated Africa. It destroyed families, communities, destroyed nations interacting with each other. Because once it was divided amongst Europe between France, England, the Dutch, Portuguese, the Spanish, the German, first of all, the languages separated us. Tribalism, tribes were put together that would not had enactments normally. And this is where throughout Africa's history there's been a lot of tribal wars because of the way things that were divided by the Europeans during slave trade and colonialism.
Let freedom ring now.
March 25th is International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. Bang Poblet Enriquez, United Nations.
Freedom ring down, oh, my.